Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Taking the limits off. We picking up the cross and taking the limits off, taking the limits off, taking the limits off, do it for God the boss, taking the limits off, taking the limits off, taking the limits off, we picking up the cross and taking the limits off, taking the limits off, taking the limits off, do it for God the boss, taking the limits off, taking the limits off, taking the limits off. Every day I'm living, trying to live right. Picking up my cross, it's a daily fight. Some of us in the dark, so we need light. Let's talk about his word to gain insight. Too many of us lost, though we go to church. Following traditions that no longer work. Steady passing them along as if they carry worth. Christ died for our freedom, but we still hurt. Lack of knowledge got us bonded by tradition's curse. Hopefully we last, but we ain't the first. Then we judge to make matters worse. Don't hold a grudge, cause I'm in church with a wrinkled shirt.
Picking up the cross and taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Missionary Baptist Church, and man, we are excited. We have a show for you today. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Daniel. After that, Mr. Dana L. King, alongside my brother in ministry, the good pastor, all the way from the south side, he's a west side at heart, but all the way from the south side of Chicago, from the First Bethel Church, the one, the only, the good pastor Cornelius Parks. What's up, sir?
What are you?
What's going on, man? What's
man,
going
you
on?
You got this thing, man.
Man, man, it's going to be a good time today. We're going to talk to Parks. I'm going to ask him about how the gala went. Yes, your boy couldn't make it, man. Oak Brook told me up.
Yeah,
I saw some stuff. I asked some questions.
Okay.
So, but anyway, man, we're going to have a good time today. Why do we look dark on this thing over here? Look, look, don't it look dark over there?
Woo-woo-woo.
Yeah. Something is weird. Anyway. I'm done already. Hey, we 2 minutes in. I'm done. Anyway, y'all, let's talk about today's show. It's Missional Monday, outreach, evangelism. That's what we always talk about. Today is going to be good. What is legit discipleship? What is legit discipleship? That's the deal. That's what we're going to be talking about in
that's
a few
a
minutes.
One.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to keep it. We know what we do. We're going to keep it hot. We're going to keep it relevant. And we're going to be good today. Let's talk about it. Let's give you all a rundown of how to be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you all via our email. If you want to follow us on social media, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you all via that Twitter page. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you guys via the Facebook page. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. What's up, Ustream peoples? How you doing over there? We talking to y'all over here, not y'all over here, but Ustream.tv. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Hopefully everything is well with you. God bless you. God bless you. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. Ustream.tv. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. And then Facebook Live. Facebook Live is up and running. Facebook Live is up and running. I see y'all already coming on in the room. God bless you. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where we are. We would love to hear from you guys. That way, check us out. Make some comments. Check my boy out because the boy is wearing his 1970s rerun hat right now. I'm about to put the music on. I'm about to put it on and see what's going to happen up in here. because he looked ready. He is ready, y'all. He's ready. Man. He's going to get it in. So, but we're going to have a good time. But Facebook Live, facebook.com/DTLO Radio, and you can find us there. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. We look forward to hearing from you guys via that way, following us, subscribe to our podcast, iTunes, wherever you want to go, you can find us there. But just do a real simple search, Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Parks, what's going on, man?
You got it.
So I saw real quick on your, as you was coming in, I couldn't type and talk back because I was watching.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to catch up to you. I said, I'm going to pull up right next to him while he lied.
That's too funny.
But you beat me. You beat me. So it was a good time, man. So go ahead and tell the folks. So you had your toy, not the toy drive, but it was the fundraising gala.
Yeah, fundraising gala.
Tell us about it. How did it go out, Doc?
It was good, man. We had some good turnout.
Uh-huh.
We had great toys, which I wasn't expecting. Toys like that.
Right.
Really wasn't.
That's
but
good.
Toys came in. Mm-hmm. Bikes came in. The Lord delivered, man, in that capacity. And we had a good time, man. I was on the dance floor pretty much all night.
I saw you live.
Man, I was sore.
You were sweating.
I was sweating.
Yeah,
man.
You had that. You had, and it wasn't preacher sweat.
No, man.
It was party sweat.
Yes, sir.
It would look different.
Yes,
it would look,
sir.
It would look different.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, preacher sweat, you wipe it off.
I wasn't wiping that off.
Party sweat, you just let it flow.
Let it flow. I'm talking about warehouse.
See, y'all too say to know anything about
warehouse.
That. Right. See, now what? Now see.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, it used to be hot up in there.
Factory.
See, I never went to the factory. I couldn't do the factory.
I forgot.
You right? Hey. Yeah. No, real talk. What year you come out of Austin? 90 what?
92.
See, by the time I left, yeah, see, they, you know, and the factory, they, you know, they had started. When did they start shooting people in the or outside? I wasn't going.
Since day one.
I went to the factory one time because the factory was supposed, first of all, the factory was supposed to be like a high school joint. It was originally right. So I remember somebody from my junior year, I was a senior in high school, so somebody had a party in there.
Uh-huh.
And we went. And like four people changed, got snatched.
I can believe that.
And I said, I ain't coming back up in here. I put my.
Who is that cowboy baptized at practice?
Like, what?
I thought that was.
Like,
man,
what's sending us that? What is it? Right. They baptized at the facility. Okay. But yeah, so people just getting their chain snatched. So I was like, I ain't forgetting my chain snatched. So, but anyway, so go ahead, man. Finish. So go ahead. So you had a good. You got bikes. You got toys.
Yeah, bikes, toys. Mm-hmm. Man, it was just a buku of things. Honestly, I'm appreciative for all that. Supported and still going to support.
Now it's popping up over here.
I'm appreciative for the team that we had to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it couldn't happen without a team executing the plan. And so it was executed. And so, man, I don't have anything negative to say about it.
David Rogers say, now this is the show I wanted to be on.
Yeah. What is legit discipleship?
Did you forget the address? I mean, you know. You know how to, man, look, I have open invitation. We got, how many seats we got, Parks?
Uh-huh.
Plenty. How many mics we got?
Plenty.
Okay, just checking. I'm just checking. You know, people be acting.
There's room at TTLO.
There's room.
Yes, sir.
Come.
In the room.
I can say come under.
Oh, come.
Hey, same thing.
Come on in.
There's room. So that's good, man. So did you get a good turnout of people?
I did. It was,
okay.
I wished there was better turnout of people, but I was satisfied with what we had.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I was satisfied.
That's cool. Now, I know a lot of people had – it's weird. Your event – and I mean, because I told it – a lot of – there were so many events going on the same night as yours.
It was.
There was this big gala. A lot of your guys were at the – something Foundation.
Yeah, Callahan.
Callahan Foundation. So
no, that was Saturday.
That was Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I got my days mixed up.
Yeah.
Okay, but even the night of your thing, it was the saved and lit. I'm waiting to find out how that went. I don't know. I didn't get didn't see no updates, didn't see no lives.
Yeah.
That was going on. Somebody else was out. And then there are so many toy drives in the city right now.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It is. I did talk to Ken Bennett.
Okay.
Which is Chan's father.
Right.
Chance the Rapper Father, and I'm proudly to announce they did 10,000 toys.
I caught that on your live.
They did 10,000 toys, You know, we came out with this number and people thought it was outrageous and saying, mm-hmm. how in the world are you guys going to do it? And honestly, it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing, number one, nothing too hard for God.
Yeah, that's good.
And
come on.
So one of my things, and I even talked about it in my sermon yesterday, was our culture.
Mm.
How our culture is set on receiving and not giving.
Mm-hmm.
When I looked at and I saw on Channel 9 News, I was watching
mm-hmm.
the long lines that was dropping off toys.
Yeah, yeah.
It was mostly Caucasians.
True.
And it let me know Caucasians have a spirit of giving,
mm-hmm.
but we only have a spirit of receiving, African-Americans.
That's the appearance.
That's the appearance.
Right,
right, because we don't want to put that on all of us.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
right. But I get what you're
appearance.
Saying. I get what
majority
you're
rule. Let's just say that. This is my thing. You know, I wish our people would even just support. Even if you don't have to give, the Lord gave me them
yeah.
three S's. We serve, we sow, and we share.
Yeah.
And if you really don't have nothing to give, you can serve.
Mm-hmm.
And you mm-hmm. can make your presence be made known in that capacity. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, we as a culture need to do better. I'm being honest.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because the most frustrating thing.
Talk about it while I fix this
okay.
Wi-Fi. Go ahead.
Good. The most frustrating thing that I dealt with was. Saturday, I'm receiving so many phone calls on the people who I thought should have been there asking me how did it turn out.
Wow.
And believe it or not, that was a dagger to me because some people you expect to be in the house with you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people you expect to support you. Some people you expect to not just give you words of encouragement, but their presence would mean a lot to you. And I didn't get that. But I got those phone calls the very next morning, day, and I think I got frustrated and irritated because, you know, if you really wanted to know how it turned out, you could have made a better effort in showing up, honestly, or even sewing.
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good.
Or even sewing. Man, look at here, technology, boy. We have tech here. And so, I dealt with that, and it's a struggle. Even knowing that you're trying your best to make something happen and you really don't get the support from the people. Course,
now, were these people who told you they were actually going to show up?
Yes, 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 man. And, you know, honestly, I understand everyone have things to do. I promise you I do. But don't call me the next day trying to hound me. Tell me all about it. What's this? Because that's frustrating to me. You know, jump on board somehow. And let's move forward. Let's not talk about continuously how did the event take place. That was a dagger. But, man, even the Cardinal stopped by, man.
Oh, and, wow, really?
Yeah, he stopped
okay,
by. Briefly.
Okay,
you know, I'm going to tell you this, man. That's one of the most supportive preachers in the city of Chicago, man. He believe in support. He believe in sharing. And I thank God for the Cardinal. I really do. We're talking about Pastor Michael Henderson. So I thank God for him. But overall, man, it's a ride, and we're going to move forward. I'm thankful that the gala is over. That task is completed, and it was very successful. And so now we're still in the hunt for gift wrapping paper. We're still in the hunt for tape. We're still in the hunt for individuals to labor, as in wrapping the toys up. The wrapping started yesterday, and so immediately after I leave here, we're going to the location to start separating some more toys, and then so we can start that process. So it's moving. So thank God for all of you guys, TTLO listeners, that have supported and lended help and seed that you sowed. We appreciate you.
And you got a lot of wrapping paper coming. I had some people send me some messages.
Oh, wow.
So we're just trying to work out the logistics. Either they're going to bring them here or whatever.
Hey, we can do it here.
I know they're going to bring them to me, or I'm going to meet them somewhere so I can get them to you. So
that's cool.
Yeah, a lot of folk coming.
Yeah.
Hopefully that fixed his Wi-Fi.
Right.
You got a breath. But we got
you were downstairs?
No, I went to the balcony.
Oh, okay.
But
I was gonna say I heard had, everything. Like
that was the mic. Yeah,
okay.
the wireless mic. I was trying to unlock. You know we got Kunta Kinte locks on everything.
Oh man.
Oh God.
Yeah. So, but it was good, man.
That's cool. That's cool.
Good.
Yeah, and you know, real quick, let me say this, man. You know, people. You know, I heard you mention Henderson, and I want to say this because you mentioned him. about being supportive. Michael, since he has been back in the city of Chicago, has made every effort to re-implement himself, though he is a suburban preacher.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. He is a preacher whose church is in the suburbs.
Yeah.
But even though he is a suburban preacher, he has made every effort to implement himself into the city affairs, things that go on in the city. And, you know, the guys that he talks to, you guys are in the city. He does have a few preachers out that way, but it's unfortunate that you can't get that same level of support from local people.
You know, and I'm going to say this.
And
man,
I guess the thing is, do you really need to keep looking for it?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I said this to a lady before, and I might get in trouble by saying it again, but I'm at a point I need you like a fish need a raincoat. Because sometimes it just frustrates you in your process.
Oh God!
When you worry if somebody going to support you or stand with you in agreeance, sometimes you just got to keep it moving and do what God called you to do.
Yeah,
and pray to the Lord that He send the right people.
Now,
that don't stop me from doing what I have to do.
Absolutely not.
Because I'm still going to be supportive and give because of the open doors and because the promise I made to God. But in the same token, I can't depend on anyone to say out of their mouth that they're going to do. Because let me say this. I've said some things out of my mouth that I was going to support and do. And something came up and I wasn't able to. And so you can't get really mad at individuals for not doing something. You can't.
You know, and I don't think it's a case of getting mad. One of the things that I've learned is that, and you've learned this, I'm sure, too, in your time, is that people are people.
Uh-huh.
There are those people who keep their word.
Uh-huh.
And then there are those other people.
Uh-huh.
And it's not to knock nobody down or whatever, but, you know, if you say you're going to do something, you know, do it. Don't come up with excuses, you know, and here's, don't get me wrong. Like you said, stuff happens.
Yeah.
Stuff does come up. People get, you know, it's just like, you know, even here, you know, people say they're going to do stuff. They don't do stuff that happens in the church, happens on the radio show, happens at work, happens everywhere. But the goal is you just make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Definitely. And that's the test.
That's the test. Don't allow
the test.
Don't allow their failures to change the vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't allow their failures to redirect your vision, because the minute that happens, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, but then and also remember this too, and I want to help somebody.
Go ahead.
This show you those designated people that's assigned to be in your life.
Wow.
At particular times, sometimes we try to force issues.
Ooh, Jesus.
And we try to keep a person longer than it was intended for them to be.
My.
So during this weekend and during this process, it gave me the opportunity to be aware of individuals that don't need to be there. Because some people are only there for that position, that title, that fame.
That's it.
And not everyone is there for the passion and the heart. And one of my points, and thank God for one of my team members, and Alexis, I said her name because she's been great supportive during the process. We was talking yesterday, and she said she listened to the live. She said, man, you made a key point that servanthood starts in your heart, not your mind. And that's reality, because you can't make somebody to serve out of their mind. It has to be in their heart. And when it's in your heart, you are willing to do.
Yeah.
That means faith without works is dead.
Uh-huh.
That means you're willing to do what it is that God called you to do. And so in this time, it's a tough process, because we're not Chance the Rapper. We're not a notable celebrity that would get people automatically to come and donate. And that's one of the hardest things, because we can't get that the Caucasian. We can't get the other
but you know what though,
ethnicity.
You can't. Let me say this. We just talked about this about a week or so ago. Don't take the fact that there is it's not you who makes your name great.
It's the Lord.
God who makes your name great.
Definitely.
So you do the job and keep doing the work. God will then take care of the other parts.
I agree.
So you can't be, Chance the Rapper, great. You know, he's popular right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not knocking dude. I listen to
all
his music.
Not
I, you know, some stuff I like, some stuff I don't, but that's me. That's a Dana thing. That ain't nobody else. But I will say this. If you're doing everything if you're following God's direction, you're going to see the fruit from that, because you're sowing the seeds the way he's telling you to sow it.
Uh-huh.
excuse me, and if you keep doing it that way, if you keep doing it that way, God will then put you in areas with people who will then continue that message.
Yeah.
That's why you have the sponsors you have.
Uh-huh.
No, don't nobody outside of whatever probably know who Cornelius Parks is. Don't nobody know nothing about the Washington Softball League and
yeah.
First Bethel Church, TTLO Radio. Don't nobody, you know,
yeah.
But you're continuing to press anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm going to say this, and I thank God for you because I received that
mm-hmm.
in this entirely. I have to say this. I was
mm-hmm.
frustrated with my Washington Park.
I heard you say
team.
Some people didn't show up.
Man, a lot didn't show up that I was anticipating because I did a lot
mm-hmm.
at the party to accommodate them.
Oh.
So they can feel, I mean, a lot.
Right, right,
yeah.
right.
A lot of communion.
Spirits.
It was spirits. it was plenty of them. I'm not ashamed.
What
that
after
this,
party?
That's the sad part. We got plenty of leftovers.
Oh.
Now, when I said plenty.
Day party.
Man, hey, the
God party.
The gift wrapping party is going to be off the chain. The gift wrapping party going to be off
we
the chain.
We having the fish fry
hey.
And gift cards.
Bro,
gift
let me tell you party. This. Hey, no, listen, when I tell you it's tons left over.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not just saying, like, okay, a box.
Right.
Or two.
You talking about cases.
No. I'm talking about of everything.
Oh, Lord.
Of everything.
Lord.
Like, of
boxes.
You name it. We got every honey you want to name.
I got Ken, Merlo,
hey, you name it. Hey, I'm not lying to you, man. Like, I felt bad. I said, here.
You went down all that because you were trying to accommodate the.
No. Well, let me say this. I got to keep it 100 because mm-hmm. some of the sponsors may be watching or
right,
coming
right,
back.
Right.
I had 11 stores
mm-hmm.
that donated.
Wow. Wow.
One donated 700 worth of communion.
So first Sunday at your church in January is going to be on.
Hey, so, man, it's going
y'all
down.
Y'all should have watch night.
Meet me at the Bethel. It's going down.
It's going down for real.
Wait. Mama Brown said, "What pastor, my birthday coming up." Oh, my God. Mama, I love you so much. But seriously, so I tried to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I fought myself because sometimes we overextend our welcome in capacity.
Yeah.
I'm serious. So that was a lesson learned. But however,
mm-hmm.
man, I'm appreciative. And
right.
It's happening. I'm not going to say it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it and speaking it into it. Hey, man, listen, let me tell you this. I danced so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up that next day, man. No, matter of fact, that night, I was cramping up.
Good thing you had your thing on a Friday night
man,
and not a Saturday night.
Man, but I preached so hard Sunday, you would thought that I don't know what got into me yesterday, man. I'm serious. Like, I felt that thing. But, man, I didn't drink nothing.
Right.
But I danced
mm-hmm.
so much
mm-hmm.
Friday night. Like,
mm-hmm.
I told people, listen, I don't care if nobody else going to party. It's my party. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dance if I want to. And I did it. Man, one of my other sponsors, Al,
mm-hmm.
man, this man was on the floor. You would think that we was two dancing bears.
Oh, Lord.
We was going at it. But it was good. We had a good time, man. And so I said, just be on the watch out for locations for gift wrapping parties. Be on the watch out for, you know, to be honest, I got to give that stuff away. You know, if people having a Christmas party, let me know. I might come bless you with some things. And I'm being honest with you, man. Bro, when I tell you it's ridiculous, man,
that's crazy.
It is, man. I'm talking about, like, I can go and have my own traveling. Henderson came in, right? Parks, what you got going on over there?
You sound just like him, too. You sound just like him. It's pretty good. That's pretty good. You sound just like him. You sound that's pretty good.
He's
been practicing. That's
yeah.
That's pretty.
That's your own.
That's pretty good. That's really that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Man, he had me laughing so hard. But big ups to all you that shared it.
Right, right.
Spread. Now this one problem I have.
Come on.
If you want something, sometimes you just got to come and support too.
Don't just
have your hand out or send me emails of list of kids or what you want.
I got these 17 kids.
It don't do you no harm in just stopping by waving.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I'm being honest.
That's true. That's
I mean, be nice. Be nice.
That's true.
If someone's being nice to you, it's only right that you be nice in return.
Yeah.
And I'm being honest.
Yeah.
In this drive, nobody can say that I asked them for no money.
Right.
Only thing I ask, if you want something, you provide your own transportation.
Right.
But, man, I get emails. I get people that I don't even know of that said they heard and this and that. You know, I don't mind. But, you know, those who spread.
You know,
that,
my boys, cousins, friends, brothers,
exactly.
nephews, father had told me.
Man, for real. If those who spread it, I need you to support.
That I could get a bike up out you.
Man, oh, my God. Like, that's the hottest thing going on.
Really?
Man.
Y'all got any Teslas?
Man. Man.
Checking.
But I got to give big ups. Snoopy, Deborah, they doing a at Greater Harvest tonight.
Okay.
They got Jonathan McReynolds. They got a lot of big heads going to be there tonight.
Oh. What's it, them, a Christmas thing?
It's a Christmas thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to donate some bikes to them.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we're going to donate some bikes to them. So,
oh, that's sweet. A lot of people having holiday stuff coming up this weekend. I know I'm preaching Sunday, but Freedom is having their annual Christmas whatever gala, and it's at 10 o'clock. So I've already been told. Well, you know, a lot of folks going to Freedom to watch.
That morning.
So I was like, hey, go where y'all going. I'm good. You know, it don't bother. Go where you going.
So they doing this that morning, huh?
I think they do one in the afternoon. Pat Hicks, can you confirm that for me? I know they do one in the morning. They probably do an afternoon one, too, but I think it's maybe they're just doing it that morning of.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's at 10 a.m., and a lot of our people here, some of our members, their children dance over there with the Freedom has the
Okay.
I forget what the dance troupe is called, but a lot of it, because Freedom has a dance troupe that encompasses people, kids who don't even go to the church.
Oh.
Yeah, they have it's more of a community dance group. So
that's
when they
good.
Do that whole raise the praise thing that they do.
That's good.
That those kids, the lot of those kids do not even go to that
that's
church.
Good. That's good.
And they open the doors for that. So Pat, if you can confirm it for me, Pat Hicks, our faithful Freedom Baptist Church member, she can let us know when that is. I know it's Sunday. I just want to know if it's one program or two.
Okay.
But that's this Sunday they're having there. So a lot of churches are getting ready to do their
deal. Honestly, I'm not shocked, but I'm happy that many organization churches are doing a lot this year.
It's good.
It's good.
Because it seemed like there weren't a lot of people doing a lot
exactly.
of things.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know they do it. I know my good buddy, I just saw his name pop up, Harry Singleton, Pastor Harry Singleton from Silver Cloud.
Okay.
Missionary Baptist Church over on the south side. He does a thing all year round through the bowling league.
Oh,
so we have this thing called, it's a 50-50 raffle.
Oh.
And you buy these tickets every week, and the part of those monies, you can win money back, but the other part of the money goes into buying stuff for the kids in his community.
That's good.
It's an awesome deal, man. So, you know, you give him $5, you get 10 tickets, and, you know, he keeps a portion for the kids. And every year, they do back to school stuff and they do Christmas stuff.
Wow.
So, and he's doing
that.
Once again, small church, small congregation,
yeah.
but big vision.
Yeah.
And I love it, man.
I love it.
And they do it all the time, man. So, actually, I should introduce you to because I've, Pastor, where's I need to look up Silver Cloud. Tanya, where's Silver Cloud? Can you get the address from? 2 years, three years ago. It's been a while.
Okay.
What? I forgot. It was
Don't.
Man, I couldn't tell you why I preached that.
Don't bring them back.
I forgot where the church is. I just know. I want to say 53rd East something. 53 East something. That's what's popping in my head. I don't know the exact address. Okay, Pat Hicks just told me. Thank you, Pat. You saved my life because I went to go. I'm talking about what you're talking about so I can get off this. I don't know this man's address. Freedom, she says, over 100 children doing their thing. No, just at 10 a.m. The children's ministry is open to any child that wants to be involved. Mime, dance, drills, and singing. Come on, come all. The title of the program is Take Me to the King. So that's what it is.
1041.
To 59th Street. I was 53rd. It was 59th. West, not east. Yeah. All right.
No, Pat, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, they do, man. They do it every year.
I love it.
They do it every year. And like she said, over 100 kids. And they, and like she said, open to anybody.
And I like that because you don't, it don't force you or pressure you to be a member.
Right. But it's something you can, my kids can be involved
exactly.
in. And watch this. If you treat people's kids right.
Yeah.
You might not get all
yeah.
of them, but you'll get one or two to say, you know what,
yes,
I'm just going to come on over here.
Yeah.
Because my kids are going to be happy here. My kids are learning over here.
But believe it or not, this, that project should even encourage other pastors just to connect together. Right there along.
It should.
If you bring, if you open it to kids and then your kids going to miss your service to go.
Right.
Why don't you just be a part of it?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what that's absolutely right.
I mean, and I guess I'm into being unified.
You know what the problem is though, is people won't, people don't want to, you know, people will go and participate in things. Membership is different. Because see, membership means commitment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I come to your program, I can hit it and go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can hit it and go, you know, I hit it and quit.
Yeah.
You know, or I come over to your program and I decide to be at your church. I'm a big wig at my church.
Uh-huh.
I come to your church. I'm just a small. I'm a fish again.
Yeah, you hitting it.
See, so you know, I'm gonna stay over here where I'm the chairman, and I ain't gonna go over there where I could be happy and actually learn. I'm gonna stay over here where I can sit and still run some stuff. Yeah,
read that what Pat just said.
She says, "I'm so proud of our young people. As a result of this, we have won over some of their parents." See. And or relatives who did not attend church at all.
At all.
That's it.
So it's not taking members.
No. No, that's evangelism.
That's evangelism.
Reaching and doing what? Teaching the lost.
That's true evangelism.
Come on.
That's not swapping members.
Come on.
That's true evangelism.
That's like kissing your cousin, swapping members.
Yeah.
They're already saved.
They already saved.
Man, that's like, you know, that's you change. I don't want to go to LA Fitness no more. I'm going to Export. I don't want to go to Export. I'm going to, what's the other one? Planet Fitness. I ain't going there no more. I'm doing
right.
Come on now. But when you ain't going to nobody's gym.
Right.
And you say, I need to change my life.
Right.
And save my life.
Now you're talking.
Come on. See,
yeah.
See. You know, Pastor Garrett was here on Friday, and he made a powerful statement to me, man, and gave me a title for a sermon because I didn't know what I was preaching next week. And he was talking about we were talking about making the choice to live right and live holy, and he used the example of him walking up the stairs and how much trouble he had.
Wow!
Watch this. He said, "I have to make the choice.
Wow!
That's going to benefit me.
Wow!
And not the choice that makes me comfortable.
Wow!
It's comfortable being where I am.
Wow!
But the choice." Is going to be something that's going to put me in an uncomfortable position, but it's going to cause me to succeed later on. And I thought about it, and then it's so funny. So when I was leaving to drive to work, I had left Spotify on up here. And anybody who uses Spotify for music, you know, Spotify is a music program, and you can control it from all of your devices. So whatever I was playing up here, I forgot to turn it off. It was still playing. So when I got in the car, it connected in my car through my phone. And the song by Wes Morgan, I Choose to Worship, came on, and I said, my God.
Wow.
And then instantly I went to Exodus and Joshua when he said, as for me and my house.
That's good.
We going to – he chose.
That's good.
I'm right up in there right now. I don't know where I'm going to go with it, but Lord going to give me somewhere to go. But it's a choice.
That's good.
And just like what you're doing with the stuff that you do, whether it's the toy drive, whether it's the back to school deals, whether it's all the other stuff, whether it's the thing for the ladies you do for Valentine's Day. I remember that too.
Yeah.
You know, the baskets that you try to do for them with the goodies. Whatever it is, it's a choice.
It's
you're choosing to do it.
Yeah.
Watch this. Despite disappointment from folk who say stuff.
Definitely.
It's a choice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And this is the greatest thing, and we got to have a Nehemiah spirit.
Yeah.
When
the
Lord tell you to do something, instruct you to do something, give you the proper instructions to do it.
My.
You're going to always have those we call distractions to try to pull you away from what it is that he wants you to do.
Yeah.
it's not up to the Lord for you to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to your perseverance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we don't persevere
mm-hmm.
long enough. We get sidetracked. We get we allow interference to take place.
That's good.
And once we allow interference to take place, it's just like football. It knocks us off our route.
Uh-oh. Okay.
When
okay.
a receiver is
I'm with you.
Played by a defender,
mm-hmm.
every now and then he begin to push or hold him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or when the ball is in the air, he'll knock him down before the ball gets there.
Mm.
And in football terms, they call it pass interference.
Mm. Mm.
And in real life, it's called vision Woo. Interference.
Man, we need to throw some flags in the church.
And so always remember this. After the ref throw the
uh-huh.
flag,
uh-huh.
it automatically gives them a first down,
uh-huh.
and the ball moved to the spot.
Come on. Right.
The
spot of the foul.
Spot of the foul.
Spot of the foul.
So even when you're being interfered,
uh-huh. Come on.
You still
come on.
Got to get back up.
Come on.
Because there's another play.
Come on.
And always remember, you already moved a little further ahead.
That's good. That's good. I might borrow that.
Don't
That's
go
good.
Backwards.
That's good. I like that.
You get moved farther ahead,
right.
closer to
right.
the end zone.
Right.
But then on our term, it's
uh-huh.
closer to the goal.
Come on. Come on.
But because sometimes how hard we get knocked down.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for us to see the goal.
You're trying to preach.
But the good thing about when it's pass interference
uh-huh.
and you get knocked down too long.
Mm-hmm.
The players or even the trainers come out on the field.
So there's always somebody to help you
there's
up.
There's always somebody to help you up.
There's always there's a ram. There's a ram.
But in the spiritual side,
mm-hmm.
now unto him who is able to keep us from falling.
Ah.
So I want to tell somebody
and to pick you up and present you faultless.
Yes, sir.
Come on, watch out. Man.
The Lord just gave that to me, y'all.
That's good.
You can use that one for free.
That's good. That's good.
You got to realize, and I thank God for that.
Send a donation for the toy drive.
Yeah, you do that. You know, it's the same thing in life. You know, don't think that every play of life
mm-hmm.
is going to be a touchdown.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need the yard or two.
Sometimes you just need
Sometimes
a yard
you
or
just,
two.
Hey.
As long as you're moving forward, progress.
We've seen championships built off of half a yard.
Half a yard.
Half
a yard.
But what is it? It's still moving forward.
Yeah.
It's still moving forward. You got to push, man. You
got
to push. I love it.
You got to push.
I love it.
And that, man, I just helped myself.
Yeah,
you know.
Did. Yeah, you did. That's good, man. Well, I'm happy. I'm happy for you. I know it's going to be great. And here's the thing about it. All Friday was the launching point.
Yeah.
All Friday was the launching point. And now, like you said, I heard you say this on your post, the real work begins now.
Yeah.
Because now you got to – but watch this. With what you've already gotten, you're already blessing people. I just heard you say you're finna take bikes to this event at somebody's church.
Not only that.
I heard you say you already gave out 3,000 toys.
Now, I'm tell you this. We've been blessing some people. And I told the team this. Before we started, I said, you know, you guys will probably only hear the numbers. You're not going to see all the toys because we don't have the capacity to
hold
all the toys to
right.
us.
It's logistically, it's a bad move.
Right. So why bring them to us just
right.
for us to move them back to another place?
It'd be different if you had a warehouse.
Man, for real.
Or a big old facility
exactly.
with a basement.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know.
And so we're grateful that many people that that got toys. You know, there's a pastor that we gave some toys, some gifts too,
mm-hmm.
that he got kicked out.
Since y'all gave him the toys? So, okay, let's pause.
Repossess.
Let's gather, and then let's rewind.
Yeah.
So y'all gave some toys to a pastor.
Yeah.
To a church, rather.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah, just recently.
And now he's no longer the pastor.
As of yesterday.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But we're praying for him.
Wow.
As of yesterday.
Ooh, Jesus.
We're praying for him.
My God. It's amazing to me. This day and age, man, I don't know what the reasons were. I don't, you know,
been
whatever.
He's been there 17 years, Doc.
Huh?
He's been there 17 years.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I mean, you know, don't get me started. I'm going to try
man.
To. Yeah, it's Keisha more like, uh-huh. See, I'm like, I'm like, I don't know what you know. I don't know the circumstances behind that. I know there's a lot of stuff in churches right now, man. So much stuff going on. Big example of that. This is probably a completely different issue. I'm not trying to equate the two, but did you see another? There, somebody else then had to step down from their post because of some allegations. The guy, you ever watched the show The Chew, the cooking show?
Yes.
Mario Batali.
Yes. And I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Oh, you thought he was?
Yeah. Man.
Dude who had the claws,
man,
and the shorts.
Man.
And the...
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mario Batali stepping down from The Chew and his multi-million dollar restaurant businesses.
Yeah. Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
He stepped down.
Yeah.
And probably a little more coming.
I can't say it on the air because some people making some really bad at the breakfast that I went to. But I tell you off the air.
Wow.
But you know that breakfast was with all pastors, right?
Yeah.
You know? They was cracking some really bad jokes.
Oh. I can imagine.
Right.
Now, Claypool resigned.
Not over that. He was messing with money.
I know.
He done messed up some.
He lied. He
the
lied.
Lie. I'm sorry. He done lied about money
lied.
Being messed up.
No,
he tried
no.
to cover it up.
He lied about the inspections.
Right.
Yeah. With the lead and all that.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people were kind of happy he was leaving. A lot of I know the teachers union was excited he was leaving because they ain't never liked him. But the teachers union has never liked any.
Anybody.
Can I ask? Is any teachers? Right. I know I got a few. Watch them and get myself in trouble. Afternoon, Saints. How you doing, Sheridan? Felicia Burnett says that for Mario Batali that the allegations could have been from a male.
Yeah, but
they said it was women.
Yeah, they said
it was women. What's up, Sheridan Davis? How are you? God bless you. One of the things that I saw. Is my teachers that are out there? Those were in public school. Have y'all ever liked any school board president?
No.
Any?
No, I don't think so. I think they want Cameron so bad.
They want Cam. They want
the union president
to be the school board president.
Probably so. Honestly, that's in my opinion.
I almost did it
because you remember
almost did a pod.
You remember?
I was about to, and I had to catch myself.
But you remember they were trying to get her to run for mayor.
Right.
And she got sick.
Right.
And that's why they dismissed
right.
that.
Right. Because they were trying to get her to run for mayor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Send her off.
Yeah, that wasn't going to work out.
Right.
That wasn't going
to
work
out.
But
yeah, I believe, you know, where Chicago is so fickle when it comes down to many individuals in different seats.
Speaking of, while you talking about that, there was a school shooting on Division.
Today.
Where is it?
So that got to be Division Western.
4900 West Division.
Oh,
I saw 4900 West Division. I'm trying to find it. Here it is right here. One teen killed, one wounded in shooting at Westside Charter School.
Oh, right by the Westside Helford Youth Connection.
It's the West Youth Connection, YCCS.
Right across the street from Pastor Wilkes Church.
Yep, an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old were wounded in shootings. CPD First Deputy Superintendent Kevin Navarro said 11 in press conference, one of the victims ran into the school for safety. The 18-year-old died. Authorities have not released his identity. The 17-year-old was shot in the leg and transported to Georgia Hospital, where his condition is stabilized. Investigators believe the shooting stemmed from an argument. Navarro said the police also believe the victims and shooter knew each other since they were seen walking together on a surveillance video. Police have not yet – surveillance. So you mean tell me the cameras actually caught what happened, the cameras?
Yeah.
The cameras work, huh?
So it probably wasn't a school shooting.
The shooting happened outside the school and somebody ran, right. Police have not yet identified the suspect. No one is in custody yet. Area North detectives are conducting an investigation. That was this morning, roughly, as updated, 54 minutes ago. Wow. So, but there was like – literally I saw that when I was, getting ready to leave the house. School shooting. That's crazy. And looks like it was at look at this. It was at the bus stop because the bus stop is shot out.
Wow,
crazy. It's so much stuff going on, man. It is.
You know that now they got every police officer now wearing a body cam.
All of the
all of them
patrolmen, all the officers,
all of them.
Yeah. Only people they wearing them is the detectives.
Yeah,
but the officer. Yeah, we can get on the detectives later, but
then they now I don't know if you noticed what they said every. Stop or whatever be recorded unless they put it
under some certain stipulations.
It was, what's the stipulation?
Yeah, that they never said what the stipulation was, but they did make a statement saying that every officer, I think 7,000 of them, will be wearing them, but everything will be recorded except some cases.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. And then we got what else? Oh, let me read this by Batali real quick. So Mario Batali from the Chew. Let's see, is back misconduct going back to the 90s reports that four women have accused Batali of sexual misconduct going back to the 1990s. The accusation includes groping and inappropriate touching. At least three of the women have worked for Batali in some capacity. He issued the following statement. I apologize to the people I've mistreated and hurt. Although the identities of most of the individuals mentioned in these stories have not been revealed to me, much of the behavior described does, in fact, match up with ways I have acted. Wow. That behavior was wrong, and there are no excuses. I take full responsibility and am deeply sorry for any pain, humiliation, or discomfort I have caused to my peers, employees, customers, friends, and families. I have worked to try to regain the trust of those I have hurt and disappointed. For this reason, I'm going to step away from the day-to-day operations of my businesses. We built these restaurants so that our guests could have fun and indulge, but I took that too far in my own behavior. I won't make that mistake again. I want any place I'm associated with to feel comfortable and safe for the people who work and dine there. I know my actions have disappointed many people. The successes I've enjoyed are owned by everyone on my team. The failures are mine alone. To the people who have been in my side during this time, my family, my partners, my employees, my friends, my fans, I'm grateful for your support. And hopefully I can regain your respect and trust. I will spend the next period of time trying to do that. Wow.
Wow. That's deep.
He owned it, though.
I
like what he said at the very beginning. He says, I don't recognize the people, but I recognize the behavior.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly, in cases and situations like this, the best thing to do is fess up and move forward.
Wow.
And try to better yourself.
Uh-huh.
Truth be told, we all have said some things, done some things in capacity that we shouldn't or never thought that it would get to the point of what it is now. Just like domestic violence, it didn't hit until OJ.
Yeah, it got the OJ thing took it to the
Because now, even with domestic violence, you can have a verbal argument,
mm-hmm.
and that's considered verbal abuse, domestic violence.
It is verbal abuse,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like a pitcher, there's a pitcher right now, a Major League Baseball pitcher, I think from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia. He, him and his wife,
mm-hmm.
got into verbal abuse, and then he got. Sexual assault.
Wow.
Or something.
Wow.
And he, his lawyer made a public statement saying that he want everyone to know there was no physical.
Right.
It
this
was
is all arguing back and forth.
Yeah,
but it's verbal abuse. Verbal abuse is just as it sometimes can be just as dangerous.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when your parents, you know, your parents can spank you.
Uh-huh.
And you over that in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
But for your mother to say she's disappointed in you,
uh-huh.
that'll crush you.
That crush you. It'll
crush you.
The biggest lie I ever told is sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt.
That's a lie. Yeah.
I got hit with sticks, not probably stones, but bricks.
I've been through it. I've been with a rock or two.
Yeah. And it hurt at that time.
We had a rock fight.
Oh, we did, man. Bottle fights, too.
Think about how...
Man, we was
how dumb that was.
Man,
you throwing rocks at each other.
Three fights we had.
And we were throwing good rocks, too.
Rocks, bottle fights.
Y'all throwing bottles.
I promise you. And cranberry fights. Man, yeah.
Oh,
man, what
God.
Happened? Now, I sing this, and I think Sheridan just put it on here.
Paulette Brown says the verbal abuse is worse. Absolutely.
It is.
It is. Because you can heal.
Yeah.
You can heal from physical abuse.
Exactly.
Verbal abuse does something to you down on the inside.
Man.
And you got to walk around like it wasn't said. And that's why it's interesting when people tell, you know, and I say this, I can only speak for myself. When people try to tell you to ignore people.
It's hard.
And don't pay attention to what people are saying.
It's hard.
And you can put on a good face.
It's hard.
It's easy to put on a good face. But when your character is being questioned, and your integrity is being questioned, and your name is being demonized, that's a different type of abuse. I'd rather you walk up to me and take your chances on stealing on me.
Exactly. I agree. I agree. Let's get out of the way, man. Listen, what happened with this Terry Crews stuff?
I don't know. I
heard
him and Russell,
I don't think it was so much about Russell Simmons. I think he got
accused of something.
No, he's
a victim.
A victim. Yeah.
Oh.
of sexual harassment.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a victim, and I think he had a lawsuit.
I'm out of the loop on that one.
Yeah. He had a lawsuit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Paulette Brown says, my pastor's birthday is coming up. Okay. Who is your pastor's?
No, she said her birthday coming up.
Oh, well, pastor, my birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I read that. Oh, that's from earlier.
We were talking about
computer. My bad. Why are these not? Okay, here. Okay, I'm reading it backwards. I'm looking at the wrong stuff. Why are these comments coming up backwards like this?
Yeah, they always do that.
No, but they're like out of order. Because I'm seeing the one from David Rogers saying, this is the show I want to be on.
That was brand new. I mean, old.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, okay. Felicia Burnett says, yeah, but physical abuse can hurt you physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially.
That's true.
Oh, well, yeah.
And because you can eat too much, you can start eating.
Yeah.
Shopping too much. It'll cause you to go to a lot of addictions.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. A lot of habits. Because you're fighting something that you haven't even tried to deal with.
Let's see. Terry Crews on his sexual assault lawsuit. Let's see what this is about accountability. It says, acting NFL player Terry Crews filed a lawsuit last week stemming from an encounter at a party in 2016 where he says a high-powered Hollywood agent groped him. Whoa.
Mm.
Did you know about this?
No. I heard of it.
I didn't know. I just saw Sheridan's post. That's
yeah,
she said,
I heard of it.
Crews tweeted about the assault in October, prompted by the women who came forward accusing Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault and harassment. He says, once the Weinstein story broke, these women were coming out and saying what he did, and I just kept hearing, oh, boy, these women, here they come. They just want attention and the payday, he said. And I got angry. I got real angry because I said they're being dismissed like stuff happened. The Brooklyn Nine-Star says that Adam Vennett, a talent agent at William Morris Endeavor Entertainment, made sexual gestures with his tongue at him and later grabbed his genitals.
Wow. In front of his wife.
Crews spoke with
somebody
officials.
Somebody put in front of his wife.
At agency soon after, but was ignored. He said, lawsuit is not time for blah, 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 blah. Wow. I'm not seeing the part here about the wife, but okay. Wow. Somebody else wrote that to you, right?
Yeah, they just put it on
okay.
here. Yeah.
Wow. Why he didn't retaliate after the assault. Let's see. First of all, he's talking about a country where a kid is walking with them. Blah, 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 blah. He said, I know what it means to see. Oh, there it is. I've been approached like that many times and it changed the narrative for me, but because I couldn't even feel like I could defend myself, honestly, I grabbed my wife's hand and we ran out of there. His wife was there. Not saying it was in front of her, but she was there. Wow. Jesus.
That's crazy, man.
No, he would have been asleep.
Oh, yeah. Man.
He would have been asleep.
Man, I was sitting in the house today and I was watching, before I left out,
uh-huh.
the... What is it with the ladies?
It's the View.
Is it The View?
The View. With the four, five women sitting around the table.
And they was talking about bullies.
Oh, okay.
Man, I literally start tearing up because I didn't know I was really a bully in grammar school, elementary school, until a young lady.
I could have told you was a bully just based off what you told me, what you used to tell me.
Yeah, but.
And we went to school at the same time.
Like,
I could have.
Honestly, until after this lady, I tried to take her out on a date.
Oh, wow.
She's my Facebook friend
now. Oh, after the since then?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we older
as
now,
an adult.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
but she remembered.
She said that,
uh-oh.
I don't like you. And I said, why? Like, we never had a problem. You used to bully my brother.
Ooh. Ooh.
And that crushed me more than anything in the world. And I felt so small, like, you've been holding this grudge against me for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And so when I was watching The View, bullying is at an all-time high. You seen the little video with the young man?
Yeah.
Now, they talked about him.
Yeah.
But this is really taking place all over.
Yeah.
Bullying is taking place in the church.
Yeah.
It's taking place in the workhouse. I mean, workplace. It's taking place every school.
Yeah.
Bullying is really at an all-time high now.
Yeah.
And I guess the question is, what do we do? How can we help those who are getting bullied?
I've seen both sides of this. It's funny. One of the guys that used to be a big bully, I can say his name because we friends now, but his name was John Lighthall.
Okay.
John Lighthall. I'm going way back to grammar school, Catholic school, Our Lady of Lourdes, Natalie Johnson, y'all, Natalie Johnson probably knows John Lighthall, Natty J Photography, y'all check it out. But Natalie, John Lighthall was a big time bully at the school. Mm-hmm. He was a kid who everybody knew that he had failed 1 year, so he was angry. He walked around mad all the time. Big light skinned cat, but he was swole. He's one of those kids who in grammar school was already lifting weights.
Wow.
And
wow.
So everybody was kind of afraid of John. And everybody, including me, nobody wanted to fight John. John wasn't going. And anytime he wanted, you know, John would take your food if he felt like it. John actually reminded you, remember the movie Stripes with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they went to jail and they were doing tough. And Grossberger.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
John Lighthall was Grossberger, except with muscles.
Wow.
Or he was the dude from Life. You're going to eat your cornbread. Right. He was that dude. And I remember John Lighthall came and something happened. And it was a girl that I used to go to school with. Her name was LaTanya Files. And he would always pick on her. And if he liked the girl, he would go up to her and smack her on the butt and didn't care. You know, because who was nobody going to do nothing to him? So she was walking. She said, well, I'm going to walk with you because we used to catch up. My mom, our parents paid for us to go back and forth to school in the cab every day, right? Shut up. So, so anyway, the cab driver lived on the block. He drove one of the bootleg cabs.
Mm-hmm.
He lived on the block three doors down, Mr. Fryer.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Fryer would pick us up, had a big old station wagon. So she was like, I'm going to walk out with you. And I'm like, okay. He literally was like, came up while we were walking to the car. And when I saw it, I was looking for him because, you know me, I'm always looking. I was looking for him. And I stood in front of him and pushed her in the car. And then we got in the car and pulled off. So when I got so that was that Friday. Now, mind you, there was no internet, wasn't no text messages, wasn't no nothing. You didn't know what was going on. So Monday, some people had, but everybody used the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So people had called and said, hey, Dana. They had called her to say, John going to get you on Monday. It's on. It's the whole in the parking lot, in the school parking lot when you get out, whatever. So it got back to me. I went into my mama's kitchen and took the biggest butcher knife I could find and put it in my book bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wasn't nobody checking bags back then. And I put that knife in my book bag, and I went to school with that. It wasn't a knife. It was a meat cleaver.
Oh, wow.
That's what it was. It was a meat cleaver.
Wow.
Because I needed something with a big handle on it. And literally all day long, I am like, I think I went to go pee like 15 times.
You was that nervous?
No, I was scared. Wasn't nervous. I know what nervous is. This was fear. And we came out, and Sharon Davis said she went to gas. So we sit there, bell ring, and I promise you, class ain't never went so fast on a Monday. We got out of school at 2:05. I promise you we had to be at school at 8 o'clock. We jumped from 8 to 1:30. All the time in between just left. The Lord said, nope, we going to fast forward. I'm like, what in the world? We get outside, bell ring. He outside. Now, mind you, we supposed to be in the same class. He ain't even in class because he already outside.
Wow.
So we get outside. And so, mind you, the girl I was trying to protect, LaTanya Fowles, the girl I was trying to protect, she was like, now, I'm going to help you fight, but all I can do is hit him. Now, all my friends, you know, they was like, man, we don't even know what to tell you, do we? So now the word done got out that I got the knife in my book bag because I'm trying to tell people to tell him so that he go about his business, right. You know. Man, look, we get outside. I got the knife in my hand in the book bag, holding it from the inside. And he was like, so you gonna cut me with your knife? And so I stood there, and then I thought about it, and I don't know what it was. I said, he's like, so you can't fight me like no punk. And I was like, he said, you can't fight me like a band. You gonna have to cut me with a knife, huh? And I was like, I just want to go home. That's what I told him. I was like, I just want to go home, man. I said, I ain't trying to fight you. I just want to go home. He was like, put the bag down. That's what he told me. Put the bag. Now, Mr. Fryer in the car, you know, kind of like dude from Friday. Get in the car, boy. I'm like, no, I'm standing there. So literally I'm froze. I can't get in the car. Everybody in the car is quiet. Everybody looking. Ain't not one nun out there. Mine is Catholic school. Where the nuns at?
Wow.
Don't know where none of y'all at. All the priests. Where y'all at?
Wow.
Probably had some little boy somewhere. I don't know. But well, pray for me. I couldn't find nobody. I'm standing there. So he go reaching for the bag. He grabbed the bag. I got the meat cleaver.
Wow.
My side like this. And he looked down. And he was like, I ain't going to fight you. And I was like, because I got this knife. You know what I'm thinking? You know, y'all know I'm stupid. I say whatever come to mind. I said, because I got this knife. And he goes, nah. He said, because you stood up to me.
Wow.
And nobody else did.
Wow.
The next day we came to school, I'm sitting in the lunchroom. He come up. What's up, man? I'm going to sit over here with you. What?
You got a new friend.
Hey. He became my bodyguard from seventh grade. I left there. Eighth grade, went to a different school. We went to Providence St. Mary my freshman year. He was my bodyguard
wow.
my freshman year.
Wow.
You know, you're a freshman. You're getting punked freshman
wow.
year. He walked up. Hey, man, who you with? He with me. Oh.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was I didn't know he was a vice lord back then.
Oh,
I
wow.
didn't know what all that was. John Lighthall. Still a good buddy of mine.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, crazy. Anyway, but no, it's sad. What I wanted to say on top of that, though, was the bullying thing got pushed over the top because some kids, when you've done a lot of dirt,
mm-hmm.
and then now people see the reflection, they see the you getting your comeuppance,
mm-hmm.
and now your parents are saying you're being bullied, not
mm-hmm.
knowing what you were doing. I saw a kid do a whole bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
had his parent go up to the school, and then put some stuff on Facebook, and then I saw the kid's response was like, you had your mom and your daddy come up here, but you've been talking real hard on Facebook. That's why you was finna get your butt whooped. Stop lying and saying you're being bullied.
Right.
Tell the truth.
Yeah,
because y'all playing gangster on Facebook, and then when somebody pulled your card.
I think a lot of it, too, these kids doing more stuff on Facebook, trying to get kudos, likes, and all that stuff.
That's what's doing it.
Yeah.
That's what's doing it.
Because they became Facebook celebrities doing stuff like this.
Keyboard
it's
courage.
Like the question was,
mm-hmm.
with this young guy,
mm-hmm.
after all these celebrities sending him messages,
mm-hmm.
all these millions of people did it,
mm-hmm.
would all that stop?
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Right.
How he's going to deal with it now? Do they take him through counseling? What are schools going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's to the point. Ramona said it best. Ramona said that bullying is an issue, dude, that leads a lot of these kids to suicide.
Yeah.
It's an issue that leads a lot of kids to suicide.
It happens. It's a whole, you know, low self-esteem. I talked to Pastor Storrs on Friday. He was at the breakfast.
Okay.
And I told him about, because I still want to do that forgiveness thing. I'm thinking February came to mind because I want to do it right, like either right before
yeah.
Valentine's Day, dealing heart
mm-hmm.
issues. You know what I'm saying? Matters of the heart, that
mm-hmm.
type of situation. So he was like, "Yeah," and we're gonna work. I'm gonna sit down with him and see if we could possibly do it at Mars Hill.
Uh huh.
To see if we can do it at Mars Hill. I think we can pull that off. I'll figure out the logistics later. But
that's good.
But some of that is low self-esteem, though.
It is.
Because see, self. Because Facebook will create fake self-esteem.
It does. I mean, you know, and can I be real? We're looking at it from a standpoint of kids. Look how many
adults
that use that platform
yep.
to
yep.
give them to get attention they
yep.
never got before.
Yep.
Here it is. That's why catfishing is so real. People put a facade and all this makeup and all this to be another person just to get people to like them.
Yep.
We live in an age that people just don't know how to be themselves to be accepted.
True.
They try to be something more or even demean themselves
mm-hmm.
just to get a certain level of attention,
yeah.
which is not cool.
Right.
And we got to understand this, even in this time that, man, be thankful on who God made you.
Yeah.
The scripture said you're fearful and marvelous.
And wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so you got to understand, you are the work of God. Even though we have done some things to our bodies that have taken us, our bodies, to a place where God didn't create.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can always get it back.
Mm.
And even at where you're at today, don't allow that to demean who you should be. I often said it's only be you because everyone else is taken. We at a place I never seen so many degrading adults in this life. We degrade ourselves. I said this. Here it is. You present yourself in a goodwill fashion, but you want everybody to treat you like you Macy's. You already devalued yourself, but you expect everyone else to treat you like you're expensive.
That's good. That's good.
How can I treat you like you're expensive if you treat yourself like you're secondhand?
You don't honor yourself.
You don't honor yourself.
But you want everybody else to honor you.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's what we deal with on a daily basis. People are not really who they are.
Well, that goes for some churches.
Really?
Because y'all don't honor the Lord, but you want your church to constantly be honored.
Seriously.
You treat your church like it's a mom and pop grocery store, but you want to be treated like, but you want your church, but you lying, telling folk you Mariano's and you Dollar General.
Yeah.
Huh?
And that's just true. that is so true. You know, as simple as we making it, as plain as we making it, it's a reality call.
It really is.
In our lives. People are, you people kill me. I just did this last week. I took myself out of all these different groups I was in. I just and I did it because I got so frustrated looking at the comments, the questions of what people said. And I know for a fact it's just social media.
Yes. Yes.
You try to act like you got this. You have these certain level of standards, but you're the same one that was just in the inbox. You know, cut it out. You know, our problem has been for many years we're competing with the family that don't give a care about us,
ooh,
called the Joneses.
Wow.
We keep competing with this group of individuals, and we're falling short by the wayside.
Wow.
Trying to keep up with individuals that are far gone. Listen, we don't have to do that.
Right.
We got to realize that we as people, if nobody can accept your reality, they will never understand your potential.
Wow.
Wow. I'm serious.
Wow.
In order for them to understand your potentials, they have to accept your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And your reality is who you are,
mm-hmm,
who you have become, not what you're going to become.
Wow. Felicia Burnett, fake book.
That's fake serious. It's real talk. You know, man, if people can't accept you for who Dana is,
right,
they would never accept Minister King,
you know,
or
what?
Pastor King.
I'm gonna tell you like this, and I made this comment yesterday, and even today. I'm so sick of conversation about that.
Yeah.
And you have to get to a point where I am not going to change who I am to try and please you.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to create some facade.
Exactly.
I'm not about to create a facade to fit the box that you want me to fit into.
Uh-huh.
That's a problem. And look here. If I wear a size 11, that's what size shoe I wear.
Uh-huh.
I can't do. I can put my foot in 11.5 and a 12 and a 13, but I'm probably going to end up tripping and busting my head
because
I'm walking outside what I can actually hold.
Wow.
I can't put my foot in a 10.5 or a 9 or a 9.5 or even a 10 because it's not going to even allow me to walk.
That's
so
good.
I have to walk in the shoes that I can actually fit.
That's
I
good.
Can't fit your shoes.
That's good.
And first of all, I shouldn't be able to. What size shoe you wear?
12.
A 12.
Mm-hmm.
I can put them on.
Right.
Now, you can't put mine on.
Exactly.
You might can squeeze
I
your
can
foot
squeeze,
in there.
But it's going to be uncomfortable.
It ain't going to last long.
It won't last long.
At some point, you're going to have to go back to the 12.
Exactly.
Because that's what you are.
Exactly.
You a 12.
Exactly.
Exactly. You can't be nothing but that unless you cut off your toe.
I know this might sound crazy, but that's why some people lie just like their feet.
Come on.
They try to put their feet in small shoes to make it look good.
I'm not. I can't wait. I can't wear the shoes you want me
I'm
to wear.
And that's what create bunions and corns.
Bad feet.
Bad feet. And so now let's take it to real life.
Come on.
We try to fit in situations or places that wasn't designed for us to be in. And that's why we can never have no smooth sailing in our life.
Come on.
It's always lumps and bruises.
Right.
There's always some bumps. There's always something in the way that's keeping us from being the people that God called us to be.
I really wish people would stop with the, you know, I had somebody made mention to me you know, people, you know, because of this season we're in, this process I'm going through, every word you say, everything you type, every status you post, everything is has a double meaning. Well, I wonder what he really meant by that, and you know, it, you know, and you have to. It's like, you know what, read it or don't read it, but then move on. And if you got an issue with it, there's this button called unfriend, block, whatever. Or just don't buy, because if you play, now watch this, even if you read it and you thought it was something about it, the easiest way to find out is ask me.
Ask you. All right, so
just ask me.
I'm glad you said that. So we have this world is so damn nosy.
Help me, I'm sorry. I almost choked.
People will sit back.
Uh-huh.
And watch your every move.
Every move.
Watch your every post. And even see, and not just on Facebook, but let me talk about Facebook. If a person put a heart or the sweetheart looks, whatever.
Oh, my God.
They would literally go on that person's page.
The other person. To
other
see who they are.
Other person's page. To not only see who they are, just to see if you ever like their stuff.
Oh, I've seen that.
Man, I never know that there's so many miserable people. They got enough time to investigate.
Some of them are miserable. Some of them just don't know. Cause I
some of them just know.
My own mama was saying, who's that girl like all your pictures?
I
don't even know these people.
Honestly.
You don't know half the people.
All right, that's at my party. So, the gala. So, of course, there's going to be women there.
Really?
I can't believe that people is trying to see who like me in the party.
Oh, Lord. Oh, the people from fake.
I'm sitting here like people trying to see and look in the party.
Of course.
Look at the body language.
Of course.
Look how a person looking
at me. Of course.
And my question is, did you enjoy yourself?
No.
Or did you enjoy me?
No, I was watching you.
My point.
I saw you.
Man,
that's why I say on Sunday, y'all, people so busy watching my facial expression. Can you tell me what the preacher preached about?
Man, for real.
Can you tell me what the lesson was about? If we stop focusing on other people and worried about our own stuff.
Man, for real.
It is always boggled my mind, and I get it. Some of it is innocent, but this is what kills me. So the other day, and I'm glad we went here. Let me pull this up real quick. I have a caller. Oh, I do? Okay. Hold on. That was 8 minutes ago. I'm sorry. I just saw this. Do we still have a caller? They hung up. I'm sorry, caller. Push one again. If there was, I'm sorry. I missed all of that. Tanya, you should have popped in and said something. I missed all of that. That we had a caller. Right. I missed all of that. We had a caller. Did not see that. But one of the things that I posted up the other day, the last post I think I put on Facebook was something to do with school.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ain't nobody said nothing about that.
No, they're not. It wasn't juicy enough.
ain't nobody said.
Oh, that was Felicia Martin.
Oh, she called in.
She called about the bullying situation.
Okay. Ain't nobody said nothing. Ain't nobody said I'm praying for you.
No, it's not juicy enough.
And then if you saw the post that you thought meant something else, the one where I said devil, you won this time or whatever. Why didn't you say I'm praying for you? Instead of let me investigate and see what this was really about. Let me ask some, you know, ask some questions and all this other kind of stuff. That's the stuff that irritates me. That, you know, it's like, and again, it could have been completely innocent, the reason the question got asked. Ask me.
That, you know, that's my pet peeve.
And the reason people won't come and ask you, because 9 times out of 10 is BS behind it.
Most definitely.
Because if you put on there, if you put a post up that says, I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Uh-huh.
I see that post, I'm going to hit you off in inbox.
Uh-huh.
You good?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know what? I ain't going to wait until or whatever and or text Henderson.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mike, what's going on with Paul?
Man.
You know, hey, Led, you talk to Paul's man. He put this post up. You know what I'm saying? That's what building relationships
is
about.
That's what it
is. But when you don't have real relationship, when your relationships are ancillary or auxiliary relationships, meaning that they're just because of convenience or because we're connected via this or that or the third, then that's not real.
Yeah. It's not. You know, and the sad part, we are consumed with that every day. One of the things that if I didn't want to call to be a pastor or a minister, why I wouldn't do it?
Right.
Because you have no common life.
Woo.
You really don't. You don't have that. Everything you do, every footstep you make, every area of your life, there's someone there waiting to critique you. And it is unfair because they put you on the same standard that they put you on the standard that they can't even reach.
Yeah.
And they don't understand the walk. They don't understand. Our backs is already against the wall by being African-American men, number one. Now, we got added pressure to us as being ministers. But let's just look at being African-American men growing up in urban communities. That's enough as it is. They don't look at that. They don't look at, oh, you made it through. They could care less about that.
Mm-hmm.
All they care is, did you, she lied on you. She said that about, did you really do that?
Mm-hmm.
I heard you was out to dinner with another woman. Was you really there?
You don't want to read. No, you want to hear a funny one. Somebody told me they saw me at the Jay-Z concert Tuesday night.
Oh, wow. Now, I had tickets to go. But I had class, so I couldn't go.
Mind you, I was at home sitting on my couch.
Oh, wow.
When I got to.
Wow.
But wow. Wait. Yesterday during a football game, Seattle Seahawks lost.
Uh-huh.
They were leaving out, and they got into a fight on the field with the Jaguars.
Uh-huh.
A fan threw a beer.
I've seen that.
You saw it on the news, right?
Yeah.
Fan threw a beer at a football player.
Uh-huh.
He got mad. And then people want to get mad because he got mad because a beer came flying out the stands that could have put his eye out or did anything and damaged his career.
Exactly.
And then because he tried to go into the stand, another fan, you see a bottle hit him in the top. Now, he ain't got his helmet on.
Exactly.
A bottle hits him in the top. And then he reacts.
He reacts.
Y'all want to get mad when people – here's the deal. I'm going to say it like this, and I'm going to move on, because I know some people probably mad already. But guess what? My grandma used to say something about getting mad. She used to say, scratch it and get glad.
For real.
If I'm – around you, and I see people constantly picking at you, but I'm around you, and I see them picking at you, and then I see them pick at you to the point where you finally decide to respond or act, and then I turn around and say, you know better than that, Pastor Parks.
Wow.
But the question that should have been asked of me is, why didn't I tell the people that were picking at you to leave you the hell alone?
Exactly.
Instead of you coming up and telling me and rebuking me for responding, where were you at when all of the crap was coming? Where was your public acknowledgement of that versus you want to tell people, oh, well, there he go. See, he done went off on the edge. I told y'all he was crazy.
I learned this. In certain people's eyes, only certain people could get away with certain things.
Ooh, you got to have the right last name.
You have the right last name. Here, I'm gonna say. Let's say this. Let's take me, and I'm gonna use a notable pastor. Let's say Jamal Bryant. Both of us would get to the same allegations. People would be more forgiving towards Jamal Bryant than they will be towards me.
Wow.
Because he's more notable than I am.
Yeah.
Here it is. We live in an age that people are more forgiving to people they don't know versus people they do
know. Yeah, because Jamal Bryant don't affect me.
But
Jamal Bryant don't affect what happens on TTLO radio.
Yeah, my point.
But right, exactly. Because that's very good. I'm glad you went there. Because he don't affect that. But you know what? I ain't finna listen to him no more. Because I know what he did to that girl. I know what he did to that boy. Or I know what he did at that church or whatever. I ain't going to listen to that no more. I had people. I've heard somebody say, I ain't going to come in here and preach. He got a bad attitude. Don't. It's okay. It's okay.
Here. I'm going to give you another perfect example. If I stood up in this city and start prophesizing and said, the Lord said this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to come back because I lied.
Uh-oh.
People will consider me as a cult.
But
Brian Karn said it several times, and I'm not trying to down that brother.
No, he just went
but
wrong.
This was national.
A lot.
This was national, and I could talk about it since it was on the air.
Yes, it was. Very well known.
But he still could come here.
Uh-huh.
And people said, well, he can't get it always right. We make excuses for certain people.
I ain't never know God's prophet to be wrong.
We make excuses for certain people.
Yeah.
And I'm being honest.
We do.
We living in a day and age that certain people are exempt.
I'm so tired of that's just how they are.
For real.
I had to hear that for so
real.
Because for a while, I believed that.
Yeah.
But then you know what? No, that's not just how you are. Because if I can grow and mature and move past some things and recognize some of my faults and make the proper changes to address them, then why can't you?
Why can't you?
And you being around and in church should be more spiritually mature than me because you've been in church 35 years long.
That's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah.
You just churched.
That's it. You ain't got no relationship.
No relationship.
You can tell people's relationship with Christ based off of how they treat you.
Man.
And how they talk about you. You can tell. You can tell. There's no getting around that. There's no. Sheridan Davis said, "No, honey, we criticize Karn too. I can't even try."
Hey, Sheridan, I'm gonna say this. You may do.
Yeah, but there was some. There,
I guarantee.
There's some notable preachers
still,
in Chicago that will still invite Prophet Karn.
That's right.
To come preach
that's
at their
right.
church
and he,
because
and
he gonna make them some money.
Most definitely.
He gonna get them some offering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if they don't believe in it.
Yeah.
He gonna get them some money.
For real.
Just like them ones, watch this. There's some preachers that don't like what Jamal Bryan did.
Definitely.
He's still gonna get invited.
Definitely.
Come preach my revival, dog.
This the thing. I wanna say this. No one is exempt from problems or trouble.
None of us.
And so what make it unfair? What makes it unfair is when we only put the wrath on certain people.
Mm.
And 9 times out of 10, we put the wrath on the lower totem poles.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Not those who stand in big shoes.
Uh-huh.
And me personally, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, it's unfair to all God's men, all the men and women of God that's on this platform.
Absolutely.
Because truth be told, we always said we're living for Christ. We live to please God, but there is some point times in our life that we have to humble ourselves so much that when we want to explode because of the trickery of people, how they talk about us, how they crucify us, and then in the rebuttal we get from members where they didn't do Jesus like that.
Yeah.
Well, when people crucify you, how you respond?
Mm.
Just because we have a title, just because we've been called. And because we've been set aside, truth be told, you have the same responsibility, such as I.
Here's the biggest misconception about that, because they said, didn't they do that to Jesus? And this is the big. And somebody help me with the scripture, because I could be completely wrong. Those of you who live in the prophetic, and you theological scholars, and you hermeneutical geniuses, and you homiletical experts, please help a brother out. I've heard this said in church so many times, and then I had to do some research, and I couldn't find it. I heard this pastor say this all the time. They marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall, and they crucified him on the cross. And he never said a mumbling word.
That's a lie. He did.
So what y'all trying to tell me is when they was putting that nail in his hand, he didn't holler. What y'all trying to say is when they put that crown of thorns on his head, he didn't holler. When they pierced the left hand and the right hand, he didn't holler. When they pierced him in his side, he didn't holler. When they put nails in his feet, he didn't holler. Let me help somebody. When somebody does something to you that hurts, if Jesus hollered out, hey, if he hollered out in pain and he was able to express that, are you telling me that because I stand behind a pulpit and because I carry a Bible and because I preach, I don't get to say that what you're doing is hurting me? I don't get to acknowledge that? Is that the bowl of BS you trying to sell me? I mean, help me. Help me understand. That, are you telling me that I don't get to I'm not saying I get to go around and smack people. No. I'm not saying I get to curse people out. No. But what I'm saying is what you want me to do is allow all of these things to keep happening, saying and talking, and just sit back and not say a mumbling word.
And then we always sit another lie.
Mm-hmm.
We can't question God.
See?
I could have sworn Jesus See? Said, why thou hast forsaken me?
Uh-huh. Right. Right. Jesus asked the question.
He asked the question.
Right. That was the human in him.
That was the human.
That was the human in him. Because it was the human in him that died on the cross.
He was in pain. He was suffering.
Right. And that wasn't the first time.
That wasn't
He the asked
time.
In the garden, hey, Doc, yes. Is there another way we can do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Man, I seen what's coming. Is it another option?
Yeah.
So don't come telling me, well, you can't be no, you know, you can't do this. You shouldn't do this. You ought to just sit back and, you know, keep a cool. Yeah, I can keep a cool head. But did Jesus have a cool head when he went through the temple and saw the foolishness that was going on in his father's house?
No, he started turning over tables.
He said, no, y'all done turned this joint into a den of thieves.
A den of thieves.
Foolishness. Stupidity.
Turning tables.
But if you do it, oh, no, you a hellraiser. You a troublemaker.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. It's time out for that. And guess what? I'm sorry. So, yeah, I'm going to keep wearing my 11s. You keep your 12s on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and don't you lose no toes. And then start asking me to borrow my shoe.
Man, that's crazy.
That comes from Matthew 27. Shirley says, I think what it actually meant has nothing to do with people being silent while people beat you up. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Give me that exact verse, Sheridan. Anyway, I know we're supposed to do this article, and, you know, we're going to hold it. And Apostle, guess what? I think I may do it Wednesday. I can throw it in the Wisdom Wednesday. You're welcome to come because I think Henderson ain't going to be here. I think he's going somewhere.
Man, that man, Vegas.
Oh, is that where he's going?
Yes. He said this is his first time ever going.
Wow. He going to preach or he going? Just to, he getting a vacation?
A vacation.
Oh, okay. Michael Henderson in Las Vegas. Lord have mercy.
Man.
That just my whole thought process just went bad.
We're going to
pray for Vegas. Y'all send up a prayer for Vegas now. I mean, right now. Just
Matthew 27:4.
Oh, and he answered him never word in so much that the governor marveled greatly. Okay, all right. So, yeah, all right. Let me go back to the 26 and then go back. All right, so 27. And Jesus stood before the governor. The governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. Jesus didn't answer. He spoke, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And he says, when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. And then said Pilate to him, hearest thou not the main things that witness against thee? And he answered, never said a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So, yeah. It had nothing to do with, right.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with how it's been misconceived and mistaught.
Yep.
And everything else. Hey, y'all, look, man, this has been great. This has been awesome. We've had a good time. Pastor Parks, can you please pray us out?
Father in heaven, we thank you. Honor you, God. Thank you for all listeners that have participated in this open discussion, this mm-hmm. forum today, which it shed insight on a lot of the things that's taking place in our world.
Yeah.
God, we pray that even as men and women of God, that we can continue to walk in integrity,
mm-hmm.
that we model your walk, God, but then also you send us strength and peace along the way.
Yeah.
That would give us the freedom to do what you have called us to do. God, we love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, y'all keep Parks in prayer because he got a whole lot of stuff left and we don't want to hit his song. We don't want to hear him on Facebook later on. Talk about some red, red wine. We got to go, y'all.
Y'all know me. If I hear a little beat, I'm sorry.
We got to go, man. Y'all stay blessed.
We take it out the house and taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Do it for God, the boss. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Picking up the cross and taking the limits off, taking the limits off, taking the limits off, do it for God the boss, taking the limits off, taking the limits off, taking the limits off. Every day I'm living, trying to live right.
picking up my cross, it's a daily fight. Some of us in the dark, so we need light. Let's talk about his word to gain insight. Too many of us lost, though we go to church, following traditions that no longer work. Steady passing them along as if they carry worth. Christ died for our freedom, but we still hurt. Lack of knowledge got us bonded by tradition's curse. Hopefully we last, but we ain't the first. Then we judge to make matters worse. Don't hold a grudge, cause I'm in church with a wrinkled shirt. Picking up the cross and taking.